California over some recent legislation passed there that requires presidential hopefuls to file tax returns if they want to stand in primaries in the Golden State. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
In two lawsuits, the plaintiffs said it was unconstitutional as it added an extra requirement to run for president. President Trump has refused to release his tax returns, saying they're under audit. California is the first state to succeed in passing such a law, though others under Democratic control have tried. This would apply to ballots for primary elections, but not the general election. The state is involved in more than 40 lawsuits against the Trump White House on issues such as environmental regulation and immigration. The lawsuit says the law would directly impede President Trump's chances of gaining the Republican nomination, because California provides 14% of delegates that's needed to win. President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, described the law as an attempt to circumvent the U.S. Constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the Clinton sex scandals coming to TV as the FX network has revealed its third season of American Crime Story will center on Bill Clinton's presidential scandal with Monica Lewinsky. It's going to be called Impeachment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. This afternoon, showers and thunderstorms are expected, mainly after 2 p.m. Some storms could possibly produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 11 p.m., with the temperature being around 67. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. with a temperature of 87. Thursday night, slight chance of showers with the temperature of, again, 67. Friday will be sunny with a high near 84. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. And it is currently 82 degrees.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor, a licensed professional counselor, and I have a small practice here in Flemington. I've been bringing Counselor's Chat to you for almost 9 years, which really astounds me when I see how long I've been doing this. And the main purpose is to provide education about mental health issues and also to remove the stigma around deciding to getting some counseling, because there's many of us that could use it, and it doesn't have to be a major issue, or it can be something like depression or anxiety, addictions, post-traumatic stress. As you see, I have a guest, Sherry Beagleman.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, and I really want to welcome you to my show.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful to be here today. My name is Sherry Beagleman. I own Zen Family Yoga, and I always have a sweet spot for teens and mental health, and I learned so much about mental health through my yoga training that I want to share with the world.
Sure, absolutely. How long have you had your business?
About 6 years. I actually stepped into yoga teacher training, never took a yoga class before.
Okay, so you just decided I'm going to go get training in it, not having had like years and years of...
Well, I always was attracted to yoga, but never took the step to learn it. I think I was intimidated by it.
Okay.
And so I was going through a divorce, and I wanted to do something at night that was productive with my time. So I thought, let me just teach some yoga, and called my high school friend who was a yoga instructor for many years, and I had followed her, and she had a teacher training opportunity, and I stepped in. So after 3 months of going three times a week for very intense training, I saw and felt the way I was transformed, and mind and body, and getting my strength back and building my own inner strength. So I felt that I wanted to share that with the world, and I opened up my own business.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful.
And you said that your focus likes to be on teens also.
Yeah, I always felt that teens needed some place to go. And so when I opened up my family yoga studio, I really focused on the teens and created a teen summer camp.
Oh.
Yeah, which I did for 6 years. And then I turned it into a full-year teen program. So... And now I'm putting all that information into a book that I'll be launching soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I learned from them, and they learned from me, and everything I learned through yoga teacher training, I dumb it down and translate it to something that they can understand.
Sure.
And through my own life experience. And I, you know, through my divorce and everything I've learned about relationships, I try to teach the teens. So that if they learned all this information now, that they'll make better decisions and really good decisions for their lives.
I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
So many of our teens are sort of left floating out there.
Yes, that's how I feel. And that's why I want to take it on. And I want to be the next Tony Robbins for teens, standing up there in front of the teens. And I'm planning to do that, to impact their lives. Because, you know, with social media, they have to be wisdomized earlier than we did. I mean, I've grown so much in my 40s that if they can only learn these tools and skills and about the mind at such a young age, they will be better able to handle social media. And I feel, you know, people say, oh, social media is the worst. And I get what they're saying, but it's here. It's not going anywhere, so we have to deal with it.
Right.
And we have to cope with it, and we have to teach these teens really how to handle themselves and how to communicate how they feel based on their authentic selves, and also challenge them on their feelings, you know, point out when they're being needy.
Yeah.
Or point out when, you know, they could be improving.
You mentioned, you know, social media. The World Health Organization has recently said that gaming is an addiction. Mm-hmm. And being on social media is addictive. You know, you just stay on there. And
yeah, I mean, I get addicted to it
sometimes.
Sure. Oh, my God, what am I doing looking at my phone?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like going, you know, something catches my eye, and then you're on the next one and the next one, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Exactly, I need to stop. It's engaging.
It is.
The problem is it does pull you away from that interaction, that face-to-face interaction, building real connection.
Well, I'm going to challenge that a little bit because I see my own daughter who's going into eighth grade, and she's, and even my eight-year-old, they're both FaceTiming their friends. So I believe that social media and the phone is giving our kids a connection.
Oh,
and often
yeah.
maybe even a stronger connection because they're super I'm watching my kids and I'm learning from them and they are engaging. They are not having to rush conversations. They're kind of being. So I'm actually impressed with how they're actually engaging on social media.
So part of what I'm hearing you say is it actually is giving them a new way of responding rather than reacting. So they get to think about a little bit more that what they're going to say rather than just quick interaction that we have.
For sure. I think teaching all teens how not to react.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always working on that too. And yoga taught me so much because I used to be a reactor. And, you know, to take that moment to take a step back and analyze your own feelings first is a very big discussion point that I have with the teens I work with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know for myself, quite often I have, you know, I do some couples counseling, and a lot of times the issue that brings them into my office both is it's always communication. It is parenting skills. Mm-hmm. And the topic is, I don't want my children to get angry. I don't want my children to feel disappointed. I don't want my children to feel sad.
We don't want our kids to feel?
I know.
Why?
Why? Exactly. And so my task with them is we need to allow our kids to feel. Our job as parents is to give them coping skills to those feelings.
Yeah. And, you know, my next book is I Forgot to Feel. Because as a child, I was raised as actually kind of being put down for how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain things happened in my life, and I did forget to feel.
Yeah.
And that's a big discussion point that I have in the book for teens now, and then the adult book I'm writing, is really analyzing how we're feeling, because we have to feel to heal.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have to feel to heal.
And understand our feelings, because my whole thing with the teens is if you're angry, it's actually a mask for another feeling. We really never have to get angry. Yeah. Do we? I mean, you're a therapist.
You know,
I'm not.
I think there are times that we do have to get angry.
Yeah.
I think if we're feeling violated, one of the things that we do feel is anger over that.
But that's an outcome, right? I mean, you're feeling like someone's attacking you for what reason?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm going to say that's also a little bit where cognitive behavioral therapy comes in, where you got to look at some of your belief systems. But I think that, you know, anger is a real feeling. And
it is. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say dissecting the reasons behind it can lead you to other feelings. So you actually have realized I was feeling violated. I was feeling sad. I was feeling used. Around societal issues. I mean, there's so many. We get angry about it, but the reality is there's so many other underlying feelings. I think it's like sort of the red flag feeling, for lack of any other term. It's sort of the red flag feeling and then dissecting it and seeing what's underneath that.
And that's what I love to do with the teens and
yeah.
really any adult that I train in yoga. I mean, I always teach them yoga because it opens up space in our bodies and in a way it releases emotions that we didn't even know we had. It makes us feel so good.
Yep.
So as I'm training the teens or adults, I also talk to them. And that's why they come to me versus somebody else, I think, is just we talk as we go and really kind of dissect.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're angry. All right, so really why? Why? What are you feeling?
I had taken a course in, it was called emotional yoga, which was just what you're explaining, sort of, you know, doing a particular pose and then talking about what feelings come up both physically and emotionally. And then when you get to that point of being a little uncomfortable, you know, being able to say that and then change the pose and then what feelings are coming up. And then actually after the yoga session, sitting down and having a little bit of a group session mm-hmm. about talking about some of the feelings and providing some coping skills.
Yeah, I'm actually launching an every Sunday program for an hour and a half from 9 to 10:30 at Mindful Cafe at Ramsey about that very particular situation where we could talk about, we do our yoga, we do our meditation, and then we chat.
Mm-hmm.
And we all are there. It's going to be an adult class. I'm doing teens too, but that particular one is about adults because I feel like as adults, we need to heal. We need to feel. And so help us raise our kids better.
Sure.
So that they can be armed better than we were.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you mentioned a little bit just before the show started, mm-hmm. You know, a little bit about emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that's...
That's what my book is about, mm-hmm. An emotional intelligence for teens. I am a strong believer in understanding why we're feeling, why we're acting, and then how to communicate that. Mm-hmm. Because with social media, we have to understand why we're reacting. You know, I want to help the teens not, you know, put out that face, that not like Facebook, that, you know, post Snapchat that yells at the other person.
Right.
Right. So they have to understand emotionally what they're feeling. And, you know, teens don't even understand what emotional intelligence is. And that's why I love to take the subject on.
I think that's great.
Thank you very much. And I'm just going to dedicate this particular broadcast to my friend Corrine Duval, who is on life support right now. And she taught me so much that I am translating to the teens. And she was side by side with me when I first opened up my business. And she would do the summer camp with me. She's a life coach. So as a yoga therapist and a life coach, we would work with the teens, and she's changed so many lives. So this is dedicated to you, Corrine.
Oh, we wish her all the best.
Thank you.
So I'm going to take a little commercial break,
okay.
And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about your business, your book, and what you do and why you do it.
Thank you.
So I'll be back in just a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, Our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirro, your host for today's program. And as you can see, I have a guest with me, Sherry Beagleman and Beagleman. I didn't say, okay.
That's right.
And she does yoga. She's got her own studio. She is in the process of getting books published. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about where you're located and maybe a little bit more about your books.
Thank you. Zen Family Yoga is in an amazing dance studio called Studio L. They're located in Waldwick. And I have aerial yoga, which is a scarf hanging from the ceiling. And I create and choreograph dances on the aerial silks. And the teens love it. I'm creating a whole teen program just on the aerial silks and the dance program. And I love to, like, get them to hang upside down, and it's just so freeing for them to have a safe place to play. You know, I just feel like teens need to continue to play and be, and so I'm excited about launching that program. It's 2 years in the making.
Cool.
Of really putting aerial yoga on the map for teens.
That's very cool. I really like it. And you mentioned that you've got a book ready to publish?
Yeah, but it's called A Work in Progress.
Okay.
I might change the title, but that's the title right now. And it's targeted to teens, all about emotional intelligence and communication skills and yoga. Yoga helped me so much, and I feel like it helps the teens with their feelings, where I want them to do 10 minutes of yoga a day. And I don't know if I'll be successful, but that's my goal, is and to understand that if they're having a bad day or a bad moment, they can get down to a downward dog or into a warrior two and stretch out,
right,
and then feel better. And I recently went to the Ramsey basketball camp, and I taught them yoga. And what they loved was that I said, put your phone down, and you can still look at it when you're doing a downward dog. So I'm not taking away their favorite thing to do, which is to be on that phone, but take your phone and do your yoga. So I'm going to be creating an app, too, where they can, you know, connect with me face-to-face and do 10 minutes of yoga with me.
That's very cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then you say you have another book for adults you're working on, I gather.
Yeah. The whole I Forgot How to Feel.
Okay.
Is for the woman and the man who are really just want to kind of heal and connect.
Yeah.
I think healing is become just so common and not judged upon. I mean, you have your groups of people who are not going to think that they can change and who are going to judge other humans. My whole thing is, if you're judging somebody, you should look into the mirror at your own self and work on your own issues.
That's correct.
And I always talk to the teens about not talking about people, because if you talk about somebody, you're really only projecting your own issue onto that person. And that's what I'm trying to arm the teens with, is to understand that if their friends are talking about them, what to do, you know, and understand that it's probably their own issues, and maybe understand that it's something that they have to work on too.
Right.
I mean, I tell them my personal experience. Okay, I'm an adult. If I'm not invited to a ladies' night out, why? You know, and I see it on social media, just like they're seeing their friends all hanging out on social media. Then I always think to myself, okay, I'm not supposed to be there. God's not putting me there. But also, what can I improve on myself? What vibe am I putting out there that is turning people off?
Yeah.
And so I'm a very positive person, but I also work on myself every single day. And that's what I translate to the teens is, you know, let's take that negative thinking and throw it away. And let's learn how to change the negative thoughts into positive thoughts.
Absolutely. I do that all the time. I say to them, okay, so you're in a struggle. What's the opportunity? I always go to opportunity. What is it that you can learn about yourself, the situation? Where can you let go? Learn how to let go. all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, we all need that. We all need to learn how to navigate being human.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, it's so simple and black and white, where I'm like, this is part of being human, is learning about our minds, learning that we actually can manage our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And realize when it's about awareness.
Sure.
You know, awareness of, oh, I'm having a negative thought.
Absolutely.
Let me be grateful for everything in my life, which will help raise my vibe and change it to a positive thought of what we want in our lives. Because, you know, I talk a lot about the law of attraction for teens and for my adults. And, you know, we have to put in our thoughts what we want for our lives. And when we have fear, that stops us and paralyzes us from believing in ourselves and doing and thinking about what we want. So with the teens, I rehearse that with them. We practice how to change the negative thought to the positive. We talk about self-worth, you know, realizing what you bring to the table and realizing that you can help other people. You know, understanding what your superpower is. That's Corrine. I talk about Corrine. She taught me, what's your superpower? You know, weird is awesome. And I'll always talk about that to the teens, is, you know, understanding your own superpower and then going with it.
I think that's excellent. I know, you know, our teens really, in general, are so burdened by so many things.
Yeah, well, you know, at 40, like I'm 47 and I'm burdened by a lot, and they have to go through the same as what we're going through at such a young age.
Yeah.
When we were teens, we just didn't care about anything.
Right.
Oh my God, like you think about what we did?
Yeah.
There was no awareness. I had no awareness.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
But because of social media, they're forced to grow up sooner than we did. And now we have to, you know, we, as a society, it's our responsibility to arm these teens, make them grow up faster in a positive way. And listen, if we help them mentally, they're going to change the world for the better.
Sure.
Much better than what we did.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and when I first moved into this area, into Flemington, 35 years ago, probably. It is a beautiful area. One of the things that I noticed was there wasn't anything for teens. There was no clubhouse. There was just nothing. Mm-hmm. There still isn't. And, you know, I myself never had the wherewithal to get it started, but I kept putting it out there. And I'm so glad to hear that, you know, you're not here in Flemington, but who knows? You may.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, you know, you may.
I would love to franchise
it. I was just going to say, you may expand and franchise, and that would be really a fantastic thing, because it's so needed. We are so hurting in our society.
And it could be a place where teens go and hang.
Yeah, and learn. You know,
Mindful Cafe in Ramsey.
Yeah.
Is serving in that place. The owner wants to create that place for teens. So I will be doing a little bit of teen stuff there too. Most of my teens is, you know, the aerial dance, the Studio L. But the more emotional mind stuff is where we focus at the Mindful Cafe. So I know the owner is pretty dedicated to helping the teens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they need somewhere to go.
They're
not hanging out at the outside of, you know, Walgreens, which they do in Ramsey.
Yeah, they do. They do the same thing, hang outside of Wawa, and they just hang out.
Yeah, they need somewhere to hang and be and talk.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate. And, you know, it's confusing enough to be a teenager.
Sure is.
And then we add all this other stuff. The political atmosphere, the technology, broken families,
the school guns.
It's way, way too much.
Well, we're going to change the world. We're going to make it positive.
Yeah.
We're going to slowly just reshape.
You know, the brain is so powerful because it can, like you said earlier, it can choose its thoughts. And I share that with clients all the time.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
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 And relationship with self.
Absolutely.
And understanding that you actually can have a relationship with self. I teach them about what I learned in yoga is that there's a witness. And so I always say that, you know, we have three people in our minds. Kind of a little schizophrenic, but it's, you know, we do have three things going on. We have our impulsive, where we just want to make a quick decision, and we have that more slower kind of thought process. And then I always say we have that umbrella witness, where we can really think and then act. So that's what, one concept I try to teach the team.
And it is learning how to go to that witness and allowing that witness to help us make better decisions.
Yeah. I mean, I even forget. You know, and it's why it takes practice.
It
I feel like
does.
If we work with the teens now, they have their whole lifetimes to continue to grow and continue to learn. And I feel that, you know, even as adults, it's like we're all learning and growing, and we're going to use this life to learn as much and many lessons as we can. So in our next lives, we come back smarter.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. I agree. And I'm always saying to my clients, self-awareness, know what you're thinking. When you notice you're thinking negatively, you tell yourself to stop and change it to something positive. Make a gratitude list. Yeah. You know, I do give out positive affirmations. And I say to my clients, a positive affirmation isn't going to make a change. In and of itself. The thing is that if you notice you're thinking negatively, again, and you don't have that wherewithal and you're so practiced in the negative thinking, I don't know, I'm not grateful for anything. Well, actually, let's stop. Look at your gratitude list. Look at your positive affirmations. Start putting that language into your brain. So now you have something to feed off of when the negativity starts. Now you've got the positive thoughts in there. Mm-hmm. Because it is a negative habit of thinking.
And it is, yeah. I mean, I was even raised that way, and it started coming back. I was very positive, and then the negative patterns started coming back. And then I had to teach myself again. And that's what happens. It's like how you're raised. And gratitude is so important. I mean, gratitude from a spiritual perspective brings our minds to a whole other level, connects with our energy source. I don't tell people what to believe in, but whatever your energy source in God or whatever, bring it into your bodies and expand. And you can feel the energy. When I touch people, they can feel my energy. They know I care about them. They can feel the Reiki. And so I try to teach the teens about energy because they don't get it. And some might not believe it, and that's fine. It took me a long time to get it. But I feel like if we could just little by little teach them about energy and vibe. You know, we practice walking into a room when the teens and I are together.
Okay.
We actually practice it because a lot of them, they live inside their own heads, you know. So I tell them, you know, you're walking into the room with a negative vibe, you're putting that out there.
Right.
You're not attracting people to you. So we talk a lot about attraction.
Cool.
And I try to, you know, explain that it's not the physical attraction. Yes, we want to look pretty or good and shower, you know, take care of ourselves. But the vibe is all about attraction.
Yep.
So I teach them how to raise their vibe with gratitude, positive thinking, and smiling. We actually practice walking into the room and smiling, even if they have to fake it.
Mm.
Because a lot of them, they put their heads down, you know, their shoulders go in, and they don't want to walk into the room. They're fearful.
Yeah.
So we actually practice, and I actually teach them about how to walk.
I think that's excellent.
Like, I change the whole way that I walk, because we need to feel our feet. We need to feel our toes. Our toes actually help any back pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a fact. And if we don't have correct alignment,
the energy can't move through our bodies.
That's right.
And we get stuck.
It's like a kink in the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can't feel our best. And we don't even realize we're not feeling our best.
No.
Until after a yoga class, and they're like, oh,
I feel so much better. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I also try to teach them about their shoulders and their postures, because when they're shook like this, or when we're stressed, we go like this, right?
Sometimes I say to clients, put your shoulders down.
Relax the jaw.
Yeah. Breathe from your diaphragm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practice
deep breathing.
Yeah, if you're listening to this right now, let's do a breath together.
Sounds good.
All right. So actually, if you're sitting down, we're going to kind of feel our booty bones. Yeah. Make sure we're even, because sometimes we lean to the right or the left. We can feel our feet on the floor. Okay. So lift, like zip up the pants, I call it, like zip it up. That could be the name of my book too, Zip It Up Girl. But I don't want to take it from Wash Your Face Girl, but something like that. Anyway, so we're going to lift up our hips, and the torso gets longer.
Yeah.
See, when we shrug, it goes down. Yeah. So we're going to raise it. We're going to inhale and exhale. And try not to blow. Try to inhale and exhale. Let's try it again. Inhale and exhale. We'll relax the back of the head, maybe kind of move around the head, crack our neck.
And it does a lot
of
that.
Relax the jaw, relax the back of the head. Mm-hmm. And you want to feel that you're getting pulled up like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also want to feel your feet on the ground being pulled down to help ground us. So we talk a lot about the chakras too, like the root chakra and how to ground us. Because that's something definitely I needed help on. I was really up here flighty, you know, I still get in my flighty mode, but then that's why I know I need my grounding.
Right, exactly. So many people stay up in their head, their breathing is shallow.
Yeah, and you know what, the teens get embarrassed to breathe. I find that fascinating, and I can't wait to change it nationally. Like, I just want to go up there and on stage and through this app and teach people how to breathe, because it's a tool that was given to us, whoever made us humans, right? It gave us a tool of breath.
I say to clients sometimes, you know, when you're yawning or you're like, you know, it's a signal that you're just not breathing correctly.
Yeah.
You know, we think, oh, well, it's because I'm tired. Well, maybe because you're not getting enough oxygen, and it's bring yourself back to what's going on in your body and in your mind, and get yourself reconnected.
Yeah. And a lot of people yawn during my yoga class because I put so much oxygen into their bodies that they get lightheaded.
Yeah.
And our bodies, like, have to get used to breathing like this.
Yeah.
And it's just like training, like strength training, weightlifting. Breathing takes practice, and it takes a good year of breathing to actually open up the throat. I totally opened up my throat. I opened up my chest just from practicing breathing. And so it does take practice.
So we need to take another little commercial break, and then we will come back and talk a little bit more with Sherry Beagleman. Mm-hmm. And I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have a small practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in getting more information about what I do in my practice, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.com. I know I have a little radio jingle that gets played, and it says .net. That's my old webpage. It's currently it's a .com. So I'd love you to go and look at my new webpage. In addition, if you would like to follow me on Counselor's Chat, you can find out more about what I do, and there are other shows that are listed there, so you can go scroll down and look at the history of my shows and watch something that you might find interesting and informative. And if you would like to make an appointment, please contact me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. Or if you just want to leave a comment about the show, or if you have a suggestion, that would be great. Love to hear from you. So as you can see, today I have a guest, Sherry Beagleman, and she... I still said it wrong, didn't I?
That wasn't so...
So, Beagleman.
That's okay. I really don't love the name.
Yeah. I understand that. Sometimes I have issue with mine, but...
Yeah, I'll change it one day.
That's okay. It's the name that I have, and it's what I answer to. But welcome.
Thank you.
And Sherry has been sharing about yoga and working with teens and her own experience around yoga and her business and her books and some of her insights, and it's really been great. So I want to continue. We were talking a little bit about breathing and feeling centered and did a little breathing exercise, and that, which is always a great thing to do.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
And if anybody wants to follow me on Facebook, I offer, free classes on Facebook, and I am creating an app. But Shari Beagleman is spelled Shari Beagleman, and you could friend me on Facebook. My teen program is called Glow Strength, which you can find Glow Strength on Facebook, too. And also Zen Family Yoga is the business name
Facebook. Yeah, and where is it located?
Zen Family Yoga, I moved into Studio L in Waldwick. So I do an aerial dance program there. And then the more emotional stuff I do at what's called the Mindful Cafe in Ramsey. It's a very beautiful space. So I basically took my program and split it into the physical part, and the dance part, the fun part, goes to Studio L, and then the more emotional part goes to Mindful Cafe.
Very cool. And you've got a book ready to get published.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's called I'm a Work in Progress. It's part of the Glow Strength series, I'm calling it. And, I'm excited to help teens understand emotional intelligence, understand how yoga and breathing and proper alignment can help them in their lives.
I think this is such an important thing to teach children and teens. It doesn't get taught at home. Yeah. It doesn't get taught in schools. And then we end up with kids that are really damaged and hurting.
Yeah, and a lot of them are. And, I've worked with many, upper class. It doesn't matter who you are, like money-wise, they are hurting.
Hurting.
And I've worked with a lot of girls who are cutting themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to understand the issues there where they're actually cutting themselves either for to escape the emotional pain. They actually prefer to feel physical pain.
Yes, I know.
Which I find fascinating. Yep. And I felt really hard emotional pain. I mean, I went through a divorce and I went through hard times and I feel it and it hurts.
It hurts.
And it takes process to get out of that. And that's the process that I want to teach the teens is when you're feeling like that versus cutting themselves.
I know.
How to emotionally start to feel better. And I see it with yoga. I felt it with yoga. I know yoga can help them.
Yeah.
And learning about the mind. It's both.
It is.
Meditation.
It is. I suggest to clients all the time about, going out and finding a good yoga class and how important that is, not just for the exercise process, but to learn mindfulness and getting in touch with mind and body.
We get stuck in our bodies. And when we're sad and confused, all those emotions get stored in our hips, in our shoulders, and that goes to pain.
Yep.
So I try to teach the teens how to, move the hips around, and we circle the hips and we move the fascia. I talk a lot about fascia. I'm very much a believer in releasing the fascia from our bodies, even as adults, from all the sitting that we do. It's just we gotta circle out those legs, circle out those hips this way. And the teens laugh at me because it's sexual movements, and we're taught, or convinced as society, that women can't move our hips in a certain way because that's a sexual connotation. And that's something I want to change too.
Mm-hmm.
No, these are our skeletons.
Right.
And these are our bodies.
Right.
And I want them not to be so fearful down there to understand that we need to move our hips that way. And it's not a sexual thing. It's getting the fascia out. It's getting that stored emotional stuff out. And they feel so much better after.
Yeah.
So once they feel the before and after, they kind of get it.
They do.
It's just getting them back. And it's just getting them to think of it as a ritual or a habit, something that they can do that, I feel bad, let me do my yoga.
Yeah. I'm going to say we get taught pretty early on that you brush your teeth. We don't think about it all that much. It's dental care. It's self-care. Wash our hair, wash our face, use deodorant, all of those things that we do. This is another layer.
And that's exactly the approach I'm taking for my back to school launch.
Yeah.
From a marketing perspective, I guess, is just to make this part of your routine.
Yeah.
And I'm not asking for a lot, just 10 minutes connect with me. We'll have that phone app that hopefully the teens will download with their parents. But connect for 10 minutes a day.
Do you have something like that for adults?
Yeah, I'm launching an app that will be a family, Zen Family Yoga.
Okay.
So we'll have programs for adults, teens, and kids. And then things that they can do together.
Cool.
Because I really feel like just do it in the home. I love going to a studio, and it's great, and all for that. But they say like yoga every damn day. As humans, we really do need to stretch our bodies every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take a long time, just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 2 times 5 minutes each.
Right. And, you know, when I stretch, I feel so much better.
It's all about feeling better and feeling joy. You know, our lives, God or whoever created us, wants us to feel joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a strategy.
Yeah. One of the things that I say to clients, I'm a big metaphor person, is that when we do stretch, it's like we take the toxins that are all now stored in our body,
yeah,
and it's like a sponge. We stretch the sponge, we squeeze it out, and that just helps release. And then the breathing in and the breathing out, you know, the exhale helps release the toxins from our... I mean, that's what perspiring does. And when we cry out of emotion, same thing. It's detoxifying all of the toxins in our system that we hold in, generally based on emotion.
And all humans feel like this.
Yeah.
And there's this connotation that, you know, if you go to therapy, you need help. Or no. We all need to understand ourselves better. To have a better relationship with ourselves.
I mean, and that's why, like I said, I've removed the stigma around counseling. Counseling isn't necessarily about, gee, I've got a major mental health issue. You know, I'm severely depressed. I have, you know, post-traumatic stress. But all of those things are also, you know, aided by things like yoga. You know, and so it's not just going and sitting and talking. It's learning new behaviors.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it's about, learning new behaviors.
Yeah.
And that's what my book is all about, just kind of understanding what I'm feeling and what behaviors I'm doing, and then changing the ones that are not appropriate. And understanding that they're not appropriate.
Exactly.
Teens don't get it.
No.
Adults sometimes don't get it.
Adults, many, again, as adults, who taught us?
Yeah.
And the people that taught us were taught by a generation who had no idea. And, you know, it's just an ongoing thing. You know, I see elderly people walking around all tight and limping and... You know, I'm going to say my mom is one of those. I'm like, Mom, if you just stood up and sat down 4 or 5 times, just stand up and sit down. Just if you just were to do that, you would feel better.
Yeah.
Just that.
And moving parts of our bodies in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, and I go back to those circling out the hips. We have to work on the up and down.
The shoulders, the back, all of it. Yeah.
And breathing. And you can target your breathing to the pain in your body. Like if I have a pain back here, I'm like...
Right.
And you're targeting your breathing. And basically, we know the breathing, you know, goes in the diaphragm and the lungs. But my thinking is the energy is moved by our breath.
That's right.
So you're really targeting the energy to open up space in your body.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I will do meditations with people where it is doing breathing and thinking about you take your breath in, you hold it, but think a little bit about where it's going and think of like the oxygen is scooping out the tension, and then you exhale it. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
And meditation is phenomenal. It took me a lot of years to learn how to let go and meditate, and it's so powerful. I'll be so, you know, out of sorts, and I don't get out of sorts a lot because thank God of yoga, but when I do and I meditate, it's like, oh my God, I feel so much better.
Yep.
It's like having a full night's sleep and the anxiety is away. So I really want to help the teens.
Yeah. I teach a lot of mindfulness with clients, which is
And it's hard to let go.
It's
not easy.
So, unfortunately, I know we could talk. I know
the
time
goes. Can I come
back? Sure. So, you know, I loved having you as a guest. You have a lot of great information. Again, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they find you?
You can text me. I'm going to give my phone number.
Okay.
917-626-7071. You could text me, Facebook me, PM message me. And let's connect. I do FaceTime yoga too.
Great.
I have a few clients.
Well, thank you so much for being with me today.
I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll have to do it again. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I hope this was a useful program for you. I know it was for me, and we will be back Not next week. I have jury duty. Yeah. So the week after, I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are meeting with survivors at a hospital in Dayton, Ohio, following the recent mass murders in the Ohio City. Former Ohio Republican governor and frequent Trump critic John Kasich says today is not the time to be political.
Look, he's coming, so this should be a day of healing. And, you know, this is not a day to be debating Donald Trump. You know, he's the president. He's coming here. People, I'm sure, are going to have some things to say, and that's all part of America. But this is a day for him to come and help heal.
The president and first lady will also be in El Paso, Texas, to meet with grieving families and first responders following the mass murders in their city as well. The bumpy ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow is down over 300 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much, and everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA, and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-MYPILLOW. 951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Centoya Brown walked free from a Tennessee prison on Wednesday after serving 15 years behind bars for the murder of a man she says bought her so he could have sex with her when she was 16. Former Democratic Governor of Tennessee Bill Haslam explained